Is this thing on? Anyone there?
Hello?
Who?
Anyone hear me?
Who's
no,
here?
I didn't order a pizza.
What about pizza?
What?
Turtle soup.
What?
I need soup.
I don't think that's what we're here for.
Somebody sounds like an old woman.
We'll let the ladies in.
Wits end. I haven't quite gotten my regimen of estrogen and testosterone kind of figured out yet.
Oh, it sounds like his balls re-upped themselves.
Or ascended, as someone with intelligence would say.
We've been doing this for a long time. I don't really think intelligence is a part of this.
When do we do it?
When you're 80-something years old, it's total... What?
Wait, I have something written down here. It says, hello and welcome to Off the Cuff episode 1250 for July 9th. The year 2062.
It's a long freaking time.
It says I remember it
like yesterday.
It says I'm your host. Who's your host?
Are you the host?
I remember, hostess.
Now I want a Twinkie.
Twinkies.
That's
weird.
I'm your host, Mike Powers. I've heard other voices, but they may be in my head. Dan, are you out there?
Yes. I... yes. I'm out here.
Johnsy, are you there?
Woohoo!
I'm sorry, what was that?
I think he said,
woohoo!
And I think for the first time ever, we have Steve Megatron Phillips from Geekcast Radio.
What the hell's a Megatron?
I don't know, I dropped that 20 years ago. I got sued by Hasbro.
They needed that last penny.
They were like, you're infringing, and I said, well, bite me. And they killed the Geekcast Radio Network.
And what are we doing?
I don't know why we're doing podcasts. I'm doing holocasts now, so I show up in places to scare the crap out of young people.
I thought you were going to say small girls.
Well, that's only when I want to show up in places that they don't want me.
Mostly showers.
I think... What?
What?
Well, I'll be back. I have to use the bathroom.
Oh. Should we all have done that before we recorded?
I'm doing it right now.
His pants are full.
Not as full as they used to be.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Too long, some might say.
Who are you?
How many of us are here again?
I can't count anymore.
Is Joe here?
Who's Joe?
Didn't he die?
I think Joe's dead.
Oh, that's right. He got the Hawaiian shirt poisoning thing that was going on. The Tommy Bahama.
The poor Tommy Bahama disease. Took so many young men and older men like him.
And in the worst stages, you grow a grass skirt at the end. Terrible, terrible way to go.
It's all thanks to those mutant mosquitoes.
Yeah. But he died doing what he loved. School children.
Mm.
Because he was a teacher, right?
He was a creepy old man.
Not at the end. He just went to the schools.
Well, what a way to go. Buried in a pile of young boys' underwear.
Ooh. So let's talk about the surprise announcement of the summer.
Yeah, the big announcement. The big announcement is, due to the fact that Gabe Newell finally died, they were able to pull Half-Life 3 from his dead hands, and they're finally going to release it. We're finally going to find out what happened. What was it, 57 years ago when they ended Half-Life 2 Episode 2? Then we'll find out what the cliffhanger is. I'm sure it'll be completely worth the wait, just like StarCraft Ghost was 10 years ago.
Well, yeah. The problem with Half-Life 3 is it was completed 57 years ago. So it's like playing that Nuke Dukem game that came out 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Who, Pukem?
Yeah, no, Newt Dukem. The one the Duke Nukem game they made with Newt Gingrich starring in it. I remember that.
Big hit with the Republicans. With all the boobies.
Those conservatives really love that
one. Oh, now you're just full of shit. You need to go change your pants.
Alright.
You don't know what you're
talking
about.
It's okay, I'm wearing my Depends.
What does it depend on?
Depends on how full it gets.
Don't force it. You'll hurt yourself again.
You're gonna blow an O-ring.
I've already blown one out. I got a 12-pack in the back. I could just put a new one in.
The new I-ring made by Apple.
It's like a Play-Doh Fun Factory back there with those I-rings.
It's not Apple anymore, you moron. It's called Pear Inc.
I thought by now it'd be Orchard.
That's because everything comes in pairs.
They actually decided just to buy the Fruit of a Loom company. And they could just be whatever fruit they want.
Ah, those fruity bastards. Gotta love them.
Yeah.
I've heard insider details, though. They're gonna age the main hero to our ages now. They're gonna keep it as if he had got lost in a time vortex. They've actually replaced the crowbar with a cane.
Is it too early to ask for an HD remake of Half-Life 3?
But
what the hell is HD? HD?
I just want those pixels again.
Real D.
I just want those pixels again.
What's a pixel? I just got my 7K TV installed the other day, and you're telling me there's an HD coming out? What the hell is this HD technology?
It's retro, man. It's like the second coming of the record.
People in your retro crap. All they want us to do is stupid retro stuff. It's in the past. Get over it.
How did you survive the hippie riots?
One toke at a time.
I just walked around with a bag full of pot and I just threw it away every single time they got near me and they go after it. I mean, I just used it as a defense mechanism.
You have to hand it to the government. I would have never thought to use steamrollers in such a fashion.
Well, you know.
It's a good thing we had games like Left 4 Dead and Dead Rising to teach us how to manage hordes.
Yes, well, they certainly made an impression, mostly on the pavement.
I've heard pirate witches are going to be in the new Assassin's Creed.
I think you play as a pirate witch.
My bones can't take these games anymore. These new games.
Everything's gotten so complicated. I rue for the days that were as easy. Like when Thief came back out in the PS4. Man, I wish we could have those throwback mechanics.
I never liked FIFA.
No, Thief! Thief!
Yes, FIFA, the one with the ball, I understand.
I think there was a ball on Thief.
What Assassin's Creed are we up to now? Are we back around to Assassin's Creed?
I think the new one takes place in 2014, if I recall correctly. I mean, it was a pinnacle of things going on because of South Korea. Why they set a
Assassin's Creed game in South Korea, I'll never know. I'm really interested how they're working out the fact that Kim Jong-un is with the Templars. I think they're reaching now. I think they're starting to run out of ideas after about 60 of these things.
Yes, you actually play as President Putin.
You're putting it in what?
Who?
What? No, what are you putting it in? I don't understand the question.
What game are we talking about?
What's a game?
I think it was an equestrian game. Something about guys riding horses bare-chested.
Braveheart. Have you been watching Braveheart again?
I do like me some Mel Gibson. I mean, bless
his soul.
It was
a shame what happened.
Yeah. To be go out sodomized by a group of angry Jews. You would have never thought.
On a cross, no less.
I know. They really
I've never
his
seen
ass
someone
that
smile
thing.
And cry at the same time.
Well, they nail your hands down and then they nail you with their penises right in your asshole the entire time. You're bound to get some pleasure somewhere.
Thank the Lord that we have Mel Gibson Day.
Yes.
I'm just glad it's a holiday.
Yes. And it only comes 4 times every few years. And it's a really screwed up system.
Is it on February 29th?
It is. It is. Mel Gibson Day is, what did it used to be called?
Shaunzi, that joke is dumb. February got extended to 31 days 5 years ago.
Well,
why don't
you know,
remember these things?
And at least they finally eliminated that godforsaking daylight savings time because, man,
I don't
now
have
it's daylight
any more savings.
Mandatory time.
So, what systems do you guys have in your house?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, your floating sky mansion.
Well, currently in the floating sky mansion, I have the Ouya 6.
Why would you buy that?
Because no one ever saw it coming. They took over everything.
It's the most popular system now. I mean, after everybody got burned out on the Xboxes and the PS4s and then the fall of Microsoft back in the mid-30s, I mean, you know, somebody had to step in, and for some reason, the retro gamers decided to resurrect the Ouya, and it became so popular they brought it back to the marketplace. And now, I mean, it's so small and simplistic. I mean, all you do is just stick your dick in the hole, and then you wiggle it around, and you play the games with your penis. I mean, pretty
no,
innovative.
Ouya, not your ma.
Oh, I forgot, Sean. I've been banging that corpse for years.
Me too. It was a shame about the steam box. I never knew children could catch on fire like that.
Well.
Oh, that led to the prohibition of video games.
Dark days.
Darkest of dark days.
We had to resort to making bathtub games.
That was the heyday of the indie games. It's the day the indie games took over.
Sony sold many a rubber duck after the prohibition took effect.
Oh, I love that. That was such a good game.
Sitting there playing nothing but tech demos. It's the worst.
In your closet?
Yes.
Your soundproof closet with a little candlelight so no one could hear or see what you were doing?
Yeah.
That's a bit like a fire hazard. But it's okay. He's retarded.
My favorite Prohibition era game, though, was definitely Anne Frank. I mean, I really connected with that Anne Frank game when she was hiding in her attic while I was hiding in my closet. And we were both trying to be quiet. And all you do is sit there and watch her and not touch your controller. And if you touch it, the Nazis kill her.
I love the integration with the Oculus Rift.
Oh, yes. Very depressing. The part where you get to lift up your skirt and look at your yoo-ha, you know, and there's pretty fantastic, though.
And
Frank's
sick.
Up skirt.
You guys are sick.
Like historical dead figures and their naughty bits.
What's the longest you've ever worn your rift?
Well, I'm wearing it right now. I've been taking it off in like 6 years.
I don't even know what it looks like outside.
Nah. There's outside still?
I was going to say, since Microsoft scorched the sky on the last day that they were open, I didn't really think there was much of a point of looking outside anymore.
But boy, it was one hell of an ad.
It was. Unfortunately, they inadvertently blew up their headquarters announcing Halo 9.
See, that was the end of the Prohibition. They were like, we need to end this or we will burn the sky. And so they decided to end Prohibition. But unfortunately, since the countdown clock was running on Windows 12, they couldn't stop it.
Go figure, something on a Windows-based system doesn't work.
Countdown programs didn't work right on Windows 12, and the sky was burned. It was sad. Many botans died. It's okay, though. Because Activision bought what was left of Microsoft.
And it was resurrected as WinVision.
WinVision.
Those were the days.
Call of Halo.
I do love me some Call of Halo. That was some good times.
That's all Halo was missing.
There was nothing like that 128 versus 128 multiplayer online.
Yes, and when they decreased the lag time to 30-second intervals, it was fantastic.
Yeah. I think the Titanfall expansion pack was a little much, though.
Titan Winter.
You don't really want to cram an entire game into another game.
That reminds me of a special night with dinner.
It was like one of those seven-layer burritos. Every time you peel back a layer, there was another crappy nostalgia portion to that game. And when they started just dropping movie characters in that game, man, it just really kind of lost where it was going.
George Clooney bit it for me. I was done.
The Ocean's 12 pack was just a little weird.
But
I do like playing as a Matt Damon.
God
rest his soul.
It's only fun playing with the Matt Damon character in Call of Halo when you have the Bourne Identity hack mod enabled.
No one would have ever thought that Affleck would have killed him in the end. Batman indeed.
It didn't really surprise anybody, especially after they found that group of hookers all stuffed in his mattress in his trailer.
I heard it was a very uncomfortable place, the back of a Volvo.
All those little itty bitty male Puerto Rican prostitutes all stuffed in a mattress.
Felipe, we miss you.
They died with their asses up in the air, but freedom in their hearts.
Sperm in their bellies.
Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Rican't at that point.
Oh, that's right, because man, you can't do much when you got a belly full of cum and your face down in the
dirt. Okay, so what's happened in the last 50 years? So far, we've got Activision buying Microsoft. Sorry, we've got Prohibition. We have Microsoft burning the sky to end Prohibition.
Don't forget about the end of racism and then the bringing back of racism to keep everybody down because everybody was too happy.
Hold on a minute, I'm not doing my bullet points.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. I'm getting ahead of myself.
I want to make sure that the listeners know what we're talking about. Even though I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know who you are.
Wait a second. Do we need...
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff episode 1250.
Thank you for listening to The Lunchroom.
No. What? Why would you bring up The Lunchroom?
Nope. Nobody listens to The Lunchroom. I mean, that's why we stopped doing The Lunchroom. Nobody even remembers The Lunchroom.
Why would you bring up that awful time in my life?
Oh, no. He's going to get depressed again.
Oh, God.
It's oh, so great. Painful. Now he's going to cry for 20 minutes.
Good. Oh, 20 minutes of happiness in my life.
Johnsy, you still got that? You got that package I sent you?
Yes, I sleep next to it every night.
Have you opened it?
Yes, I was very touched that you remembered.
Jump in the box!
Have you seen how fat I've gotten? I'm not jumping into anything.
I made sure it was a big box of razor blades this time. I mean,
I don't jump. I gave it up in 2000.
How about you just put it on the floor by your bed and you just roll your fat ass over it?
Okay.
Can I use my rascal?
All right, so here we go. Due to video game oversaturation of violence, there was a prohibition. Microsoft ended the prohibition by burning the sky. Activision buys Microsoft and becomes WinVision. What happens to Sony? I can't remember what happened to Sony. Are they still around?
Yeah, Sony's still around. They're one of the few constants for some reason.
Oh, that's right. I have my PS9 in my eyeball.
That's right.
I always forget to turn it on. It interferes with the Oculus Rift.
Well, you get feedback when you get the two ocular things going on at the same time. There's drops for that, though.
Sometimes I see things like dead people.
Sometimes I see things like cataracts.
If you're seeing dead people, are you playing a game?
I don't think so.
Are you playing Dead Souls 12 right now?
That game is so hard. That game made me want to kill myself.
That's actually when you make it to the end of the game, you
kill yourself.
You do kill yourself.
Is that the only
spoiler
way?
Spoiler alert!
Oh, that's why I can never beat that game.
Sorry, guys. Spoiler alert.
I can't. I wonder how many people are going to die now.
Take your pill.
Take your erectile dysfunction anti-coughing pill,
otherwise known as the power pill.
Oh, I do love me some power pill. I like the power pill suppositories a lot more, though. Especially in my age. It's kind of hard to choke down a pill.
Speaking of Sony, that last Guardian was shit.
It was. I mean, waiting 20 years for something like that to come out and then not even updating the graphics from the original PS2 build.
At least they didn't lie. They said it was still in development.
Well, I mean, they really stuck to IGN with that one.
They didn't tell you that development was the name of the Puerto Rican they were smuggling it in.
IG who?
Back to Mel Gibson.
IG
Mel
who?
Gibson. IGN. The I Go Nuts Network.
Isn't that an asylum?
No. I'm pretty sure that's the TV review place where all they do is run around with their nuts hanging out of their pants.
I think that's
favorite program.
I think that's health coverage for insane people.
That does explain why they tried to draw my blood while I was there.
Usually they don't use straws.
Yeah, well, the way these veins work nowadays, straws work just fine.
Speaking of blood, has anyone seen a vampire lately?
Most of them are playing World of Warcraft 7. They just stay inside all day, getting paid to farm gold because they never have to sleep, die, and then they give them, you know, young Puerto Ricans to feed off of.
Can we leave the Puerto Ricans alone? Come on, they're the 51st state. Get over it. They're not going anywhere.
They brought them in because the Vampire Nation needed food and they didn't want to give them any of the real-blooded Americans. Because we all taste like Cheese Whiz. It was really interesting what happened to Nintendo, though.
Who is this?
It's Art.
Yep. You had to fart.
Wait, there's too many voices in my head.
Maybe you should take your pills. Or
take your power pill.
Drink heavily.
I have an IV I can't drink.
Put it in the IV.
Put it on the IV. That's how I like to take my my extracurriculars.
What was that noise? It reminded me of my younger days of texting.
Texting.
I don't text anymore. I just blink at people. Somehow that works. It's the eye blink.
How do you order anything at Taco Bell like that?
It's all the same. It doesn't matter.
I just say something Mexican and they bring me something.
I just think it's amazing the Demolition Man got it right in the fact that there's nothing but Taco Bells in the future and there's no other fast food places.
I wish they had left the shells alone, though. Those aren't.
The fact that the taco burgers are a little weird.
So what happened to Nintendo? Someone was going to say what happened to Nintendo.
So it was really interesting back in the 2030s when Nintendo finally reached a partnership with Sega and they formed to create a new company. It was a little unfortunate, the name of their system, though. I don't think it really floated well.
Let's just break that down for a second. That's like one cripple helping another cripple.
Well,
or two wrongs making a right. But it didn't make a right.
It's amazing how a business plan can be formed off of something like an Olympic game because of a partnership. I don't know.
Oh, screw the Olympics. When was the last time anyone watched the Olympics?
Nobody watches the Olympics anymore. When they started doing them every year, nobody gave a crap about it. It's going the way of the WNBA and the XFL.
Towards steroids?
Lots of steroids.
Those bitches were huge.
When they just kept running around saying snoo snoo.
It's when they started letting the super mutants start playing and they just started ripping people's arms off. It just kind of went downhill.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I know you're just recalling an episode of Futurama. Nothing you said actually happened.
This Futurama you speak of?
You are delusional, sir.
They now run it as Pastorama.
Oh, it's one of those retro classics that they're always playing in reruns. Everybody has these fond memories.
It's on Nick at Night does not make it old.
Well, that and Arrested Development reruns on all the damn time. God, you people get over it. The show's over. I mean, God, Sean still carries on about fucking Firefly almost every other day, and that show's been off the air for like 70 years.
You can't take the sky from me.
Oh, God. Should go up to Valhalla where they buried Nathan Fillion. Jesus, go kiss his ass.
I hear he's the new Green Lantern.
What? Oh, that's right.
Bringing people back
with holographs and redoing them in movies. Movies have gone downhill now that they started recycling actors and plots.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
I do appreciate the fact that they recognize video games as art now, and they actually are competing against movies for best actor and best creation.
But what's weird is when you see them in a museum.
Yeah.
And you see them on that, and they're framed, and they're moving, and then there's the thing that we used to call art sitting next to it, and it's so static and boring.
Yeah. I think the art exhibit where Master Chief's teabagging the Mona Lisa was a little inappropriate, but, you know, to each other.
Yeah, Mona Lisa wasn't very enthusiastic. I didn't like that.
She wasn't moaning.
She's got a very unnatural smile on her face. I don't think a person can make that look on their face.
She's hiding something.
Yeah.
Besides the Master Chief's nuts in her mouth. Space nuts. Who are you?
What are we doing again?
What room is this?
What episode is this?
Why am I handcuffed to this desk?
Welcome to the pull bag. Wait, what? What are we doing?
Hello and welcome to the lunchroom, episode 5.
No, we've already established that this isn't the lunchroom. I think we're doing Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek Unlimited Limited.
Indefinitely.
Foreverzies.
Hello and welcome.
I think my Depends is full now.
Well, it really depends.
Oh, it's squishy.
Hello and welcome to The World According to Art and Mike.
Then who am I?
You're not included in this one.
Who are you?
I don't know. Oh, great. It's that guy. It's the guy who doesn't know who he is.
Oh, my gosh. Remember that guy? Why are you always there?
God, he just always shows up every single week. I think it's that Puerto Rican kid I accidentally hit with my car 6 years ago. They said I couldn't drive anymore, and they said I needed to get rid of my license. But no, I decided it's much better to decide that, you know, let's thin out the herd a little bit.
Still no hover cars. Kind of upset about that.
Who can afford a hover car? People living on the moon. God.
Speaking of video games, is actually being considered art now. How about that Uncharted? Oh my gosh.
Still don't like it.
And you're still an idiot.
You don't like anything.
I like plenty of things.
Just because Joe disappeared because he was kidnapped by a Hawaiian shirt does not give you the right to take over his personality.
I'm pretty sure he was killed by a Hawaiian shirt, not kidnapped by one.
I thought he was taken.
By from Liam us. Neeson?
You boob.
Liam Neeson's been dead for like 40 years.
But lost Samuel him in that L. tragic Jackson accident alive, that also took
Mel Gibson.
You took Mel Gibson? I'm sorry, it's really hard to hear you over this crappy Skype connection.
I don't know
how we got this stuff to work.
I don't even know how Skype even exists now.
I'm not used to talking with my voice.
I think the only reason it exists is because they keep putting them on the new WinVisions.
Those things keep getting bigger and bigger. I swear, the last one I had, I now live in it.
You saw the new Nintendo system they're releasing. They announced at E3, it's the size of an outhouse. All the entire inside of it is just one giant screen, and you can't even play multiplayer with people. It's like,
and it's still not even HD.
Ugh, never gonna be HD.
What's HD?
I thought we...
Hit
what?
Demand.
Hit demand. Hit demand. Hit demand.
Hit demand.
Yeah. Rise up, my brothers.
All right. I'm going to go get some water. I'll be right back. Don't say anything without me.
Without who?
I don't know. I don't even know who that was.
I don't even know who you are.
Sean, it's me.
Hi,
remember
me.
The guy that, hey, didn't you hear the announcement at E3 last month about the new Saints Row? If I recall correctly, you really enjoyed that game.
Oh, it's the best game. It feels so good. I'm so excited.
Supposedly, it's the exact same as the last game that came out, but there's three new costumes, so it's like an entirely different game.
No. Not costumes. Palette swaps. Much better.
Oh, yes. And I think there's a new skin that goes over the entire city. Wait a second. I think somebody's at the door. I think I just puked on my keyboard.
Are you guys filleting each other?
You still use keyboards.
Well, we had to break out this old stuff.
I'm not going to use it anymore now that I puked on it.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I have to go to the bathroom. Oh,
there's a lot of blood in this.
Going to the bathroom sounds an awful lot like opening a beer can.
I had to open my ass.
Well... Oh, you got one of those new pull tab bottles
installed? I got a pull tab, baby. Pull tab.
It's like one of those old school Pabst cans.
I miss having to open a Bobcat.
Yeah. It's not as fun now that the replicators came along and they just pour that shit right in your mouth. It never tasted as good as it did when it was coming out of a can.
It all started with those damn freestyle machines. It was all downhill after that.
You shut your whore mouth.
Oh, just because you married a freestyle machine doesn't mean you get to yell at us.
I can do whatever I like, and you will leave Frida out of this.
Can you believe it? He can marry a freaking robot pop machine, but a guy still can't marry his neighbor.
I know, but I mean, seriously, you wonder why that dude is so fat and has diabetes, because he's sucking off his wife all the time.
Well, I got tired sucking off of yours.
It
your union, sir, bothers me to no end.
It's unnatural.
It is the
marriage, most natural. Marriage you just pulled is a tab between, on your ass.
A marriage is between a man and a woman, or a man and a man, or a man and a cephalopod, or a man and a centipede, or a man and a horse,
or a woman or and a man woman
and a sheep, or a man, but never a man and a machine.
That you're just jealous, is all.
And you're disgusting.
You're just upset that I can turn my wife on with a simple plug-in of a cord.
You can really turn her on just by plugging her in?
Yes.
That's all it takes?
Yes.
Stay strong, Danner.
I take back everything I said. I think that sounds like a fantastic idea. I'm trading mine in for a new model.
Oh, no. You just set us back 50 years.
Well, thank God 50 years wasn't that long ago.
So, how often do you get a refiller?
Oh, I refill her a couple of times a night, if you know what I'm saying.
You're lying. I don't. You're lying, sir. There's not enough pills on the market to do that for you.
She dispenses liquid refreshment. It's like a never-ending circle of awesome sauce.
Sometimes you just let her stand over top of you and just pour refreshments all over your body.
Sometimes she gets even freaky with the ice cubes.
How freaky.
Have you ever had raspberry juice on your nipples, sir?
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff, episode 1250.
Woo!
I am your host, as I have been for the last 50 years, Michael Bowers, and I'm joined this week by Arthur Danner.
Who?
And Sean Z. Brown.
Woohoo!
They're not brown, I just checked, but they might be in a bit.
You guys are disgusting.
And this has been the 50th anniversary episode.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I can't believe I forgot that.
Forgot what?
Our presents? There's presents, right?
There's presents?
This is our anniversary.
I didn't get you anything.
What anniversary is it?
I think this is the paper anniversary.
The anniversary of the paper?
Yes. The anniversary of paper. I'm pretty sure paper was born 50 years ago.
No, 50 years ago is when it died.
When print media died. That's right.
It rose like the phoenix.
Paper and then back. Immediately burst into flame because it was, in fact, paper.
That's sad.
Dry your tears on this paper napkin. Oh, wait.
There isn't any.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to have to go soak my dentures soon.
I was going to say, it's getting to the point where, I mean, it's past dinner time.
Yes, it's 3:30 in the afternoon.
I know. It's almost 4, and I go to bed at 4. I get cranky after I watch.
Hey, my arm is tingling.
My reruns of Arrested Development.
My arm is tingling. Is that what? Bad?
What? Does your chest possibly hurt a little bit with that tingling arm?
Oh, it is now.
Can you taste toast?
You need to eat a baby aspirin. You should get a baby aspirin.
I can't get to the door. Oh, God. Oh, it hurts. Oh, it hurts.
Mike? You there?
Mike? Hello?
Hello? Sean?
Yes?
I think Mike's dead. Mike?
I don't want to keep living.
Booth Ninja? Boothendo? Boothendo? Boothendo!
Danner? Hello? Hello? Oh, no. I don't want to keep living without them. I'm using my package. Goodbye, cruel world. Oh! Balls.
I was just messing with you guys. Oh, wait. John? No. Oh, no. John!
All right, guys, I'm back. What did I miss? Hello? Guys? Oh, shit.